Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily. Happy Friday, and welcome to our Feel Good Friday practice of the week. I am really excited about this practice I'm going to share with you right now because it is a practice that actually has really helped change my life. This week on the show is all about letting go, and I know letting go can be a really hard thing to do. Letting go can be a hard thing to even talk about because it's so abstract and strange in a way. The idea of wanting to let go of a relationship or an energy or judgments or fear, you know, how do we go about doing that? It's not that easy.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter your search based on the qualities that are most important to you. Then you can book a free 15-minute consultation call with any therapist you're interested in seeing, so you can get a feel for whether they're the right fit before you commit to a full-length session. Alma also makes it easy for mental health care providers to navigate insurance. That's why 95% of therapists in their directory accept insurance for sessions, so you can find care that's affordable without stressing about the paperwork. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy60 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy60.
Today's practice is a practice that can help you if you want to let go of something. There's something big you want to release and surrender and put down, something heavy you've been carrying that you want so badly to let go of, but you don't know how to begin. You don't know where to start or how to go about doing it. Today, I want you to take a moment to really first identify, I hope you've done that already this week, we had practices around that on Tuesday, identify that heavy thing that you want to let go of, get really clear on what that burden is so that you can write it down, okay? And not on your phone, on your computer, but write it down in your journal, in your notebook, on an actual piece of paper. And I want that sentence that you're writing down to be really, really, really clear. Okay, so I want to let go of, and then fill in the blank. Just one sentence, not a whole essay around why and what's happened, but just a very clearly worded sentence that says what it is you want to let go of. Okay, once you've written that down, you're gonna cut that out of your notebook or rip it out of your notebook, fold it together, and then bring it to your altar. If you don't have an altar, I talk about altars all the time on this show. I so hope that you have an altar somewhere in a sacred space or a sacred corner or a little nook inside of your house. If you don't have an altar, today is a really great day to do that. We have on this show, on the Friday podcast, we have had a bunch of podcasts around altar building. So you can tune back to one of those. We'll leave a link for that in the show notes. But a makeshift altar, if you don't have one, can be something as simple as your favorite crystal, a candle that you really love, an image of a person that you love, something sacred, a few sacred objects that really mean something to you, okay, that you're going to build on a little chair or a little stool or a little table that you'll place somewhere sacred in your house. That was the 10-second version of how to build an altar, okay? It's a sacred space where you can sit down and pray. A sacred space where you can sit down and meditate, a sacred space where you roll out your mat and you take your deep breaths in the day, okay? You can relate whatever sacred means for you, if you relate that to God or not. Now, once you have your altar ready, you bring that little note of what you want to let go of, and you're gonna sit down at your altar holding this note to your heart. Holding the note to your heart, closing your eyes, taking a few deep breaths so you really ground into the body. And from that place of absolute presence, I want you to tilt your head up at the sky and ask for divine help. Now, this might sound a little bit woo-woo or a little bit odd if you're not used to praying out loud in that sense. And I'm talking about prayer as stating our deepest longings to the universe. For me, prayer does not relate to any specific kind of religion. You can pray whatever you believe in. There is a way for you to pray. And I think it's important that we invite prayer into our lives because it's a way to communicate with the universe. It's a way to communicate with Mother Nature. It's a way to communicate with God. If you don't love the word God, replace it with something that you align more with. It's a way to communicate with spirit, with unconditional, infinite love, with source. Hold that note of the thing you want to let go of to your heart and ask for help. And you say, dear God, great spirit, dear universe, Mother Nature, please help me. I am asking for help to let go. I want to let go, but I don't know how. Please help. And from that space, give yourself time to just listen, right? To just stay with your heart, stay in the moment, stay with your breath. Just listen. And there'll be a moment where you feel like it's time to put this note on your altar. I always have some kind of sacred rock, like a little weight on my altar. So whenever I have a specific ask or a specific prayer that I'm leaving on my altar, I'll just put one of my favorite crystals on top of it, right? And you leave it there. And if you want, every time you return to your altar over the next week or next couple of weeks, return to that prayer. Ask for help. Ask for divine guidance to support you on the journey toward letting go. Now, this is this whole practice can be hard for our minds to grasp because it's not something that happens from the level of the logical mind, right? You need help to let this thing go, to put this thing down, and you're asking for support, okay? And it's as simple as that. If you get to a place or when you get to a place where you feel like you have tools and you're on the journey of letting go, eventually you're going to wake up one day and realize that you did put that thing down. You did purge that thing from your life. You did actually let go. When that moment comes, take that note and burn it. I hope you enjoy this ceremony. It's a big one. It feels really simple. It is really simple, but it's also really profound because you are energetically aligning with that energy of turning to the universe for support. You're opening that door saying, hey, I'm open to support. I'm open for things that I cannot understand with my logical mind to enter my life so that I can actually do the letting go part of this practice. And before you know it, something is going to change. Have a beautiful weekend. I hope you have lots of sacred moments sitting down at your altar. Enjoy, and Yoga Girl Daily will be back on Monday.